this preciousness of pausing, of arriving. Letting it be a soft landing. Into this body, into this moment. Perhaps allowing a few slightly deeper breaths. As a way of beginning to gather your attention here. And as a way of letting go of anything that's come before this moment. Releasing anything that might await you later. To begin creating this pocket of space. To practice presence. Resting into the touch points between your body and the earth. Perhaps sweeping the warm sunbeam of your awareness down through your body, starting at the crown of the head and moving in the direction of the feet. Allowing your awareness to linger in any of those places in the body that are reservoirs of tightness or tension. Offering a gift of a slightly deeper breath or two into each of the knotted places. Inviting a loosening and a lengthening. A softening and settling. into the receptive embrace of gravity that gives us a sense of steadiness. That holds us here in this moment. And as you rest this earth body on the earth, resting your mind on the body. Letting this mind that so often is swinging like a monkey on a vine into the past, the future, grabbing one thought and then the next. Gaining momentum. Letting this monkey mind rest its attention on the relative stillness of the body. Maybe resting awareness into one of the touch points, soles of the feet, your butt on the chair, the palms of the hands. Maybe the simple rhythmic motion of the breath. Letting the monkey mind borrow on and be steadied by the relative stillness of the body. sometimes when there's a lot of momentum in the mind, it can help to call upon or draw in the added support the stability of earth energy, living where we do, we're gifted the inspiration, the energy of these magnificent mountains that we live beside, and so you might, if it speaks to you, to invite an image or a felt sense of these guardians that are part of this landscape we call home. It might be an image or a felt sense of the mountains from the wider view of the plains, a sense of earth reaching towards sky. That profile of the Flatirons or the Front Range. Or it might be an image or a felt sense of the mountain in a more intimate way. Maybe from the ground level viewpoint of walking on a favorite trail, the intimacy of a particular rock, so inviting in the energy of earth, of mountain, and feeling the quality of steadiness, stability, groundedness, that the mountain offers. The way it models resiliency and endurance, the through storms and seasons, fires and floods. But even as particularities in the landscape might be altered, there's a continuity, a steadfastness. Letting these external mountains be a mirror for the internal mountain. And those inner qualities of steadiness, endurance, and resilience in your own body, mind, and heart. That has weathered the storms of recent years and of a lifetime. And seeing if it's possible to feel these qualities in your being, not thinking about them. But rather touching the energy of continuity, strength, steadfastness in your own being. Continuing to rest the monkey mind on the solidity of your own body and the earth body. as we come to the last few minutes of our practice today. Touching into this felt sense of the inner mountain, to whatever degree it's accessible in this moment. Feeling perhaps some measure of steadiness, solidity, resilience. Reflecting on how these qualities might be offered to the world as a measure of support, part of the scaffolding that allows for a collective resilience and endurance through the storms of life. So that all beings may know a greater measure of ease, peace, and freedom. May it be so. Welcome. As you know, I often will offer just a few short reflections and then we'll have some optional time for checking in. And I've been just really reflecting lately on how it's hard to ignore the stream of change, you know, that we are living in a flow of uncertainty, unsteadiness, and there's such an honesty to that, you know, that truthfulness. It's so much of what our practice points us towards, being able to see and to sit with and to even welcome to some degree. And to also honor that it's a challenge. It's really a challenge. You know, I sit with people each day, in various capacities, you know, as a therapist, as a mentor, as a teacher, as a friend, as a neighbor, and I'm really touched by how people are seeking a quality of rootedness, of steadiness, of support, in the midst of the flow of, you know, all the forces that are moving through our world right now. And so I've personally been resting back into one of my favorite practices, which is touching the earth, like reaching out for that larger support. And that, you know, even this planet that is so struggling in so many ways, it's still a reservoir of inspiration and beauty and sacredness. And I think of that teaching that's so often referenced about the Buddha on the night of his awakening, and Mara in all of the forms that showed up, you know, the temptations, the doubts, the instability, the places that we are shaking in our boots. You know, even the Buddha went through that. And what did he do? He reached down and he touched the earth. He touched the earth. And so I just invite in, you know, today in this practice, just remembering that we live in a larger container and we can touch that container for support. And for some people, it's the earth body as it's expressed in community, you know, the sense of connection, of really reaching out and touching that larger circle of support. And for some, it's actually the earth as it's evoked in some image or felt sense, a beloved place. You know, many of us have favorite trees and rocks and trails, it's part of the energy that we can access to help us keep going, to remember that this earth body, this smaller manifestation of earth body walking around on larger earth body, has the capacity for similar qualities of steadiness and endurance and stability. And so I know many of us look at the mountains every day. Some of us visit the mountains every day or quite regularly if you live near the foothills. And even just outside your front door, you know, the earth is right there. So it might be that you touch the earth, you know, with your feet. It might be that you reach down and touch the ground with your hand. It might be that you touch the earth with your eyes or with your heart. And to find that steadiness in the flow. And I might just keep it that simple for today, just planting those seeds and